Lord Sri Krishna and the Krishna God are being invited to the sacrifice by Maharaja Jisa Sahasri, that they were performed by qualified Vaishvan Brahmana. After that, for the pleasure of the relatives, the Lord released a few months. Actually, this is happening after the end of the Kurukshetra war. At the end of the war, Krishna was very much collapsed. But as a king, he has to perform his duty. As a part of the duty, he is doing this personal idea also. Sometimes, this is such a representation of Dharma Deva or something. He has to perform all the duties perfectly, and it's the ideal thing. And a king, if he is successful, he has told this idea also. Sadhu Surya and Rasamaya. As a part of that, he is performing this idea, not out of pride or out of establishing the all world on the king. His purpose is as a duty of Satriya, he is performing, as a duty of a king, he is performing this idea. And when a king is doing the thing, he is supposed to do everything perfectly. And if a king is not doing perfectly, all will be affected. And Prabhupada tells in one of the purports in Bhagavad Gita, these three are supposed to guide the people. One is government or king. Second is guru or teacher. Third is parent. In Bhagavad Gita purport, the elder gospel, the ever sattva sivarjana, even the purport is mentioned. Therefore, the king or government has very major role in training the people and guiding the people and giving a good fortune to the people also. And therefore, king has to perform all the things to the maximum perfection. This idea, he wanted to perform perfectly. Because all the yajnas, the separate yajnas supposed to be the Sajnamukhi yajna, he heard the word mandrahina. What does it mean? If it is mistake in the mantra, if it is mistake in the thing, please forgive us. That's the one of the mantra we all mentioned, you remember? Mandrahina, vidhihina, all these things. We are unable to do, perform perfectly all the yajnas. That's at the end of the yajna, we tell all these things, whether mantra he has just been forgiven. You know, means there's a part in the mantra. Or really, if you don't follow the rules and rituals properly, please forgive us. And we are asking at the end of the thing. Therefore, it's very important, any yajna performed should be very, very perfect to be done. And particularly, we claim that Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the yajna, Japa yajna, this doesn't have any rules and regulations. Satra Pila Nemila Smaranena Kala Nemada. There is no Nyama. Na Kala, no Kala Vikas. But you see, we are reading 10 offenses against chanting mantra. That means every India has to be performed perfectly. We cleanse always. That's the very first time when we started chanting. We started chanting because of the happiness, no rule and regulation. But when we get 10 offenses, we get the war, still here also some rules are there. Because we don't want to be bound by rules, but in all yajnas are having rules. Or to talk about the type of yajna which are fully depends on the mantra and three type of prolis. One is using mantra, another is the forgot the name. Three type of different prolis will be there. One for telling mantra, one for doing the RNG. Another for helping some three levels they are mentioning in the sastra. And any one is at fault, the mantra gives negative results. And yajna will give negative results. And Bhagavatam has many example of how the Jagjit Panjab monarch performed properly gave wrong results. Also, the king has to clear all the negative results of citizens, and it is vice versa. Because now the citizens are supposed to be protected by the king, and in turn the king gets the benefit out of the citizens in terms of tax and their future benefit. Therefore, most of the time the king is having benefits of citizens or as well as the fault of the citizens. Both are going to the king. And as a result, king tries to make everything perfectly. Don't level me, king means modern is no king, but as a leader of a group or a family or a institution or a anything that are supposed to do perfectly all the things. For two reasons. One is they are supposed to guide others. Even they are perfect, they cannot rely. They cannot do something casually without following the rules within Hina. Then everybody will follow that same way. Very easy. In Kali Yuga, people follow easy way. And any leaders, you see, any area, anything if you don't do properly, and that will become the sampradaya or formality in future. And naturally, it will get diluted over the period of time and the strength of the area will be lost. Second thing is, each type of idea needs very rigid following of rules and regulations, which is supposed to be strictly followed. And Prabhupada mentions many times, this yuga not meant for idea. In Satyaha meditation, Trayadasha Yajna, Swaparega temple Vachi, Kaliyuga Kadina. But if you are doing Yajna still, but if you are keeping devotion of the center. I remember once, Ramanath Maharaj visited the 200 disciples in South. In South only they can see big temples, in particularly Tamil Nadu or something. Very, very, very big temples and all those things, all those. They come in the month of March. Therefore, everybody gets up early morning and all temples work and the heavy crowd and all these things. Oh, doing puja, sakshana, this and all these things. Initially, he was little happy about all the things, what is going on and all those things. Then he came back to temple to give the bhajan class, his contemplation. I remember he told, this Tamil Nadu is two yuga backwards. He mentioned the word. Because he thought this yuga is not for this yuga. This yuga, we cannot do any yajna properly. Because even standing, we know how much difficulty we are facing. What to talk about this big yajna? And you remember he is from Marut, all the left by the king Marut, Arjuna, Dhananjaya, especially called Dhananjaya. He was supposed to bring all the wealth to Dhana. Who is going to bring all the gold and wealth for us? And everybody is supposed to be satisfied in the yajna. That is another big problem. It's very tough to satisfy all the people. This yajna only at the end, I remember, Mahabharata, You just have to remember the Tadi story. I told the story in the story, I think. That's a Mangal story. It's Mahabharata and it comes out of end of this area. This idea after what he's doing, Yudhishthira. And every, you know, it's very charitable, he gives everybody. And anybody comes, anything he wants, he's giving. He's very happily giving everything. And he's satisfied thoroughly that he has satisfied everybody. At the end of that year, one mongoose comes into the Sabha, the Raja Sabha. And it is a very strange looking at one half of his person is gold, golden, like a glittery. Another half is normal goes to Mangal's thing. Honor body. It comes to the Yajna hall, and where Yajna was performed, it's rolling. And after that, it's locking at Yajna, what type of Yajna goes down here. It is this after this Yajna. Then, this is our surprise. You know, such a pious king. He knows dharma, and he knows rules, and he knows everything. He has done perfectly his capacity. And the Lord is superating, you see. His Lord is saying, Lord is superating. Himself has superating. And Mandra Indra perfectly is, so this Lord is talking about the Brahmana saying, Mandra is perfectly the qualified Brahmana Sandra. This at the end, I'll come back to this again. Then, this Mangal, because his powerful is talking to Yudhishthira, then he is surprised and asking, why are you telling this Yajna is not good? The Mangal is telling, it's not as good as Yajna like that Brahmana did. They didn't know what is the problem. Then that Mangal started telling a story. How this Yajna is lower, that other Yajna is higher. He says in Kurukshetra, there was a Brahmin and he is called Unjavritti Brahmin. Unjavritti means it doesn't depend on any individual other than Lord. He doesn't go and ask anybody, he doesn't save anything. Two types of creatures Unjavritti Bhavadam is mentioning, if you read Ramana, remember very well. One goes and collects grains falling from the top. At the end of the day, they go on to collect the grain falling from the top. Another type of Unjavritti Brahmin, they go on to collect grains from the harvested tree. After harvesting, there used to be grains left over or falling in the field. They used to collect that grain. And they don't sell it for next time also. Whatever they get to that grain, they make it remove the husk and make a pour and offer it and take it. And they are never trying to have possession of properties or other things. This is mentioned by the and such a type of family lives, and husband and wife, and son and daughter-in-law, four people. That time heavy famine comes. Everybody was suffering. There is nothing available in the field. And they are unable to get any food. They were unable to get. The days were passing. And 4 or 5 days they didn't get anything. Finally after 4 or 5 days, the head of the family, he went and found some of the grain and brought it. And they removed the husk and they did all the cleaning and all those things. They made nice rotis or something from the grain. They were very hungry. It's a time for eating and they offered the Lord and kept everything. That moment on Adhiri came. You know Adhiri means? Visitor. Not ordinary visitor, guest. Actually, so the Anandi is also very hungry. They have got exactly some 2 pieces or something. Just to satisfy their minimal hungry for that moment. But Jetra has come, he is also hungry. But a Grihastha rule, according to Sahasra, Anandi comes, he has to be fed first. Then they discuss among all the things who was to give first. Then let out the family give this third first. My Adil is not satisfied. Still, Kushakul is so satisfied Adil. He is not qualified Adil. Not better. Second, the wife of that elder man, he gave a support. I don't know, reverse or I forgot. From anger it starts or whether it starts, I don't know. Then, third one gives support of this. Son, daughter, and wife. And Adili happily left. Thank you very much. And so sometimes we go to guest house, we don't know. We go to a place where guest is and we don't know what is the situation. We finish up everything and come up. Like that, this Adili also did everything. He finished everything, nice prasadam. Thank you very much. And whether the guest is supposed to chant something or not, not bothering. And after the end of the day, because of the country, all of them died. All the 4 of them died. Because they didn't take anything. They gave a bottle after 4 days for it. Since they got it and they gave it to the king. Then, actually, who came as Adhiri Chindra to check his people? Shepard was so happy. He brought his Radha to take all of them to Sodra. And all of them went to Sodra. Because of the very pious activity, he went. Then this Mangul, seeing all the things, he went to the kitchen where they were making this roti. Some floor were falling on the ground. And he rolled the body on the floor. And the floor was sufficient only for the half of the body. Then all the body became cold. Then the Mangal told, I am from that day onwards, I am trying for every yajna wherever it is happening. Whether it is as qualified as this thing to make other part of my body to be cold. I thought you are doing very great yajna, very pious thing and all those things. I came here and it seems my body is not cold. Suppose it was not equivalent to that Brahmin's idea. Finally, King and Krishna could not satisfy this Mangal. Because it is declaring it is not a so much advantage. Not so much pure. It's an example how yajnas are performed and what are the things performed. And the Brahmins are also of such a high quality Brahmins to be here. That things are simpler. Second point, as I mentioned, the cup to satisfy everybody in the idea of a soul, Hina. Hina means you understand. Mantra Hina, Vidhi Hina means false. That is why Lord Himself has to come and separate all the things. And the devotee sometimes, Prabhupada in the previous sloka, Prabhupada has given him, all this might have been taken. So very tough, all these yajnas and other things. And if somebody is doing yajna, sometimes we are doing yajna, there is no big yajna, many yajna. But our yajna is mostly devotion. And our temples are bhajan halls. Really, we are not doing according to what is that, vastu. And who knows the temple vastu? Even house vastu, we don't know. Somebody is only vastu, Delhi we are doing. But this all Hina should be removed by this Prabhu. Harikya Mubba or Sama Jabha, Harikya Sama Mantra. I remember, sometimes we were doing some construction or something in the temple or something. I called the architect. Some rooms were built, and we thought, please follow what's on our way. You are laughing at us. And why are you laughing at us? Then we said, all of you people are asking what's on. But who is everybody telling attached to the toilet bathroom? Which what is declaring attached to the bathroom and the toilet? Can you build something without, there is no concept of toilet. In Vedic you show where is toilet. If there is a toilet, then only you can talk about vastu for toilet. And you are hiring in the middle of the house of something in the center of the house, the toilet will be there. And then I was showing that the Pancharatika Yogi for toilet, there is a very procedure is there. Actually, when you are going to toilet the Vedic way, you should go to the ground and remove some big sticks in the thing, and you should put dry leaves bottom, and you should pray, Mother Earth, please forgive me. And you are supposed to pass and close it with the sand. And it will digest and become part of the sand. This is the procedure declared. You can read Pancharatika Vidya already. It's the Pancharatika Vidya. And second rule is nobody should pass stool in the water or urine or stool. In all Western Indian literature, what is already there, they are passing in that one. All Vidhihina. Therefore, where is the question of Vastu and all that? I don't know. Is the Vata Vastu? Therefore, Vastu should come under Vastu control, Krishna's control. Pray sincerely. And sometimes, he gets deviated so much going along this rules and regulations, he forgets the fundamental. I got initial doubt when I was telling temple, why temple, temple, how to build a temple, how to do all these things. We are calling temple is right to call Sotasambha, to raise the tower. Nothing, we call it temple. Because this is bhajan. We are planning more anything is we are doing this Yuga Dharma. I was coming back to the Bhavanath Maharaj. Then he told, Iskan is the only doing Yuga Dharma. Kali Yuga Dharma. Fair enough. Imagine. For maintaining the deity, how much struggle you are making, I know. We all of us know. How many devotees are needed, how many for stitching a belt or decoration, how many are needed, for abhishekam, how many are needed, for all those stitching, prasadam, and everything, you know the level of difficulty. Therefore, all these things, Nanam Jabayagyoshni, that's why Lord is telling, don't struggle too much, don't look for this vastu, that vastu, this, all these things. Chant as much as possible. One who is using Python chanting, they go into all different areas. Okay, they all can be catalysts or supporters. I am not denying all this should be neglected. All these things can be catalysts. They can help us. Okay, we follow. Prabhupada was seen in a sneerer, this sneerer, and who they were keep remember the training courses are there, all our things, we are not neglecting all those things. But don't forget our primary aim is Harina. You remember the incident Prabhupada was mentioning in Vrinda, Mayapur. Somebody blessed them, you became a Brahmin next birth. You know the story, no? All of you? And the Prabhupada, some devotee went outside something, some big nice thing. The Brahmin was very happy. Therefore, he is a Western disciple. He was blessed by that thing. Next birth will become born like a Brahmin. And he came and told Prabhupada, and Prabhupada told what was best, he thought he has told. He is becoming a Vaishnava higher than the being a Brahmin. Because being a Vaishnava means he is beyond Puna, Varna and Ashrama. Vaishnava cannot be restricted to Varna and Ashrama. He is beyond at Varna and Ashrama. And the Prabhupada was then giving a big explanation on how the devotee is there beyond all these things. Therefore, a devotee sometimes he don't get trapped in the ritual. Trapped means different from respecting and following. I am not telling not to respect, not to follow. But don't get trapped too much if you go the rules and regulations. Endless rules are there, rules are there. And I am very sure when you are following one rule, another rule will be violated. Unless you are very intelligent. And if two are there, you got to know which is to follow, which is to... Because two are against each other. Which is to follow, who will guide us? And sometimes the devotees, he takes to worry too much about this, all these religious rules. And sometimes we follow all rituals. It's not become rituals. We are simply standing Hare Krishna Mantra. And by the power of that, we are able to recover and we are coming out all above these things. And all other things are secondary. They call primary secondary. And the primary motive of all this movement is, or this Yuga Dharma is, standing Hare Krishna Mantra. All others can be supported. Yagyas can be supported, and the Vasu can be supported. Oh, it's well and good. The Vasu is very good, it is not, nothing wrong. You need not to violate the Vasu and make it purposefully against. By chance, Vasu it is well and good, okay, basically it is good. Or something like that. They tell one third is middle, one third distance should be in this portion, this north, southwest is for the water, something I don't know for that, all these things. And one for target end, one for this end, so many rules are there. But as the Prabhupada told, you look at this suppose. Sometimes we have guest house above the temple. Sometimes we guest house means all targets, everything will be above the thing. And sometimes you may not have the stomba, gada stomba or something, other things you may not have something. But we make mainly harina, bhajan. And similarly another Maharaj, you remember that old Mahavishnu Maharaj, you know. So whether anything gets some, Mahavishnu Maharaj. He came from 8-9 years back, I think so. And he was very strong body to use. And it came for Sunday program. It's a small time, the time beginning of Maharaj temple. Maharaj was sitting in Vyasasana and not Vyasasana. He cannot sit that time itself. He put a chair on his side. And he just morning visited Meenakshi Mandir, Vishnu Temple, everything he visited on him. Maharaj first word is saying, tell, translate, Meenakshi Temple, all the temples are graveyards, you tell Vandav. He is telling graveyard, how to translate that? He is telling, Maharaj, how to translate? They will try to beat me then there. It's not like all assembled well devotees and anybody likes the proper temples and the well Rasuka temples. Then Maharaj explained, and I was telling Maharaj is telling, anyway, follow the lecture fully here. Then Maharaj told, there are three keys are made something, I don't remember exactly. First is, all these temples, there is no prasada. And no bhupish instant, no preaching. What is this temple? This Yuga Dharma, they are not following. Therefore, only rituals are there. That's why you are calling this and all those things. He was very strong like that. Sometimes the devotees are very powerful, they tell strong things. But the real purpose, what we are trying to tell is, our ISKCON is very different. And we all attracted to ISKCON, we all attracted to Prabhupada, we are all attracted because it's the most practical way of doing this. Prabhupada never taught anything which is impractical. Those days, religion was impractical thing for us. When we are young, we never understood that religion is such a practical thing for us. It's like a very, very remote for us to practice or follow it or understand. The proper message he brought to the ground to the earth. And again we don't go to the impractical level. We should not take it to the impractical level. Let us be careful what is the essence Prabhupada gave, filtering out from all Vedas and the Sastras and gave the essence. Again, you know, you need not to tick all Sastras, Vedas and so many. I think one of the things is one should not read too many things to, what is that, Upadesamrita or something, you know, which is not good for devotional, one should not try to mature devotional. One should not read too many literatures or other things and all. Therefore, Prabhupada has shown so mercy for us, like he has filtered out and give the essence. And when we are going through the thing, like a businessman, he does everything keeping the motive of profit. He doesn't do anything if profit is not there. Similarly, we have to become a part of businessman. All our activities are progressing, making us progressing. Devotional service or standing or our Harinamchin. We have to keep it at center and all the things should assist. Then our purpose is very clear. Sometimes the devotees worry so much and Prabhupada tells everything follows by the chanting. All Prabhupada is big brain. Full Harsha, you see in the picture. Hare Krishna Bhagan. What a wonder is making. Here the thing is, if you want to go, only Lord is present, you can do all these things. Yajnas and all those things. You know, Lord told Yajnana Jabha Yajnasmi. Why he should tell like that? Yajnana Masamada Yajnasmi and he should have told Radhasa Yajnasmi and all. He told only Jabha Yajnasmi. Very simple. And the devil is, we don't want to waste our time and come. If we are in the world of fast, everything fast food, fast drink, fast fly, everything fast. Okay, devotion also you want fast. We don't want fast. Our life also fast. That's why it's not proportional. It's not, since life is going fast, our life is fast becoming. Therefore, we don't want to complicate our life with unnecessary rituals, unnecessary procedures, unnecessary things. Let us concentrate on standing. If you have more time, stand more standing. If you have more energy, to spend on giving more honey now, like you told Prasadam, Bhakti Subhitran, and preaching, and bring more study. Because otherwise, why Lord is killing? Bhagavan Jamana Mande, Anamana Prapatyade, Vasudevam Sarvamidhi Kamalatma Sudhulava. After going through all these procedures only, Vasudevam Sarvamidhi, finally it comes to the Vasudeva. You have come to Vasudeva, why do you have to crack back all the other things? Why all the jnanas, all these things? I don't want to sell no jnana. This jnana developed to devotion is a beautiful jnana. And it's only jnana without devotion going, all readings, all religious philosophies, everything sometimes may deviate from our main goal. Sometimes the devotees should not get deviated from the main goal of chanting the mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, and follow the simple rules of devotional service. And naturally, all the benefits which you are supposed to get through all these yajnas, all these mantras will be automatically available by chanting this Mahamantra. Especially call it as Mahamantra. Otherwise, why you should call it Hare Krishna Mantra? We don't do Hare Krishna Mantra. What do you call? Mahamantra. Why you call Mahamantra? What is the difference between Raja and Maharaja? Raja is, there may be thousands of Rajas. Each one has only a small domain for him. But Maharaja means, he is in charge of all the Rajas, emperor. This mantra is the emperor mantra. Everything is contained in this. Then why we should bother all of them? Maybe special purpose something, we are chanting something. But this mantra is very powerful. All rules and regulations are within this thing. And as you told, who can find the qualified Brahmana to order all these ideas nowadays? And only sincere devotees, they know very well. Yajnas, can be done only with the devotional aspect, not in any other aspect. I remember one incident I seen. I was in discussing rather than the meeting or something with the Sarvesh Rapu. The part of the meeting conference is how time to discuss all these things. Sarvesh Rapu, one man. And he was telling in Kiran Reddy's saying, because generally, sometimes people, they have background of Brahmical background or other things, they don't appreciate devotees, bhajan, kirtans and that simple mode of dancing and all those things. Generally they criticize what type of this mode and all those things. In Coimbatore, initially we had a temple in city. It's a house. Nearby there is a Sri Vishnu family. Then our devotees, they jump, dance, and as you know, devotees seem to jump and dance. Then this family, they were very upset. These devotees are very much troubling us. Then it happened one day, a government deer came to his house. Deer, you know, is the head of the like our. Then deer was talking with the family members of that family and all this. After some time, he saw devotees and all. Okay, so all of them went. Sannyasi is good. He told him, Umra Bharatam, let them all sing. He told deer, told. Then all started devotees dancing in the east house. Dancing, jumping and all these things. Heavy dancing and all those things. And all these Vaishnavas are like this. You know, there's a hair like this. Like this. He was going like this. Like this. Then, this all these Vaishnavas are the, all nice kids and everything went. Then they thought, you see, only the devotees are doing what all of us are doing. Not you people. And he quoted 10 songs from Namalwar pastor. And I know the pastor also, I don't know really. He gave that book, one Vijaya Prabandham translation is there, one book, very nice book. He didn't know what slogan and all the things. Sarvesha mentioned this incident only. And the 10 flowers he quoted, they all become silent. They told, he never told you to be silent like this. And he wanted you to enjoy all this Harinamanda. He told that much only. Then I was seriously thinking, what is this flower so much? Alvar is telling me, all Sri Vaishnava, they are not appreciating this bhajan, kirtan, dancing. What Alvar is telling, I was very interested to see. Then after meeting, I went to Hyderabad. Through Hyderabad, I wrote to come. Then when I went to Hyderabad, that Anandamayi Prabhu, DBT, Telugu DBT, Prabhupada said, he took some books and told me, same book, these are the 10 parts of them, all was singing on Hare Krishna, how we devotees should do. Then I was reading such a wonderful verse, Namalwar. Namalwar, you know, it's a very saintly. It's a very saintly of Alvar and all this. He has told, the word is, once the audience, parandam, tulliyam. Tulliyam means to jump, you should jump. And if you don't do it, your life is waste, even if you are born among the same. And if you don't jump and dance and sing, you will go into the Narada so many births. All this, all our pastoral is like this, 10 pastoral. And he said, what is the use of being born among the saints if you don't sing the glories of the Sridhara and the dance? And if you hear the Govardhan name, immediately you should jump. You should fly. You should parang, you should fly. Means you should fly, you should jump, and you should jump like that, your head should cut off. And all. Such a very thing. Our devotee is still not meeting the standard. Not all are listening. Then he sen tarafı kaçan kabiliyon, sen sigan ayrı kayı vespey. Hakkı, seni Sri Vaishnava dön, you did ten patram, now you ride a pallanda, pallanda, pallayatan. Yaka very respect for Allah. You did ten, this is the real idea, Allah is mentioning. If you want, I pass the slora sometimes, ten slora. And in this translation, it says. And anybody cares, it give them. This is the thing Alva is telling. You are following Alva, not Taitanya Master, you are following Alva. You are still unable to reach the standard what Alva is setting. Alva is telling you, the dancing is star, heads of the star, the ground and something and then it is me. And so much things, therefore India is very powerful. And only they are taking the real sense where Acharyas, everybody has talked about chanting and dancing. And Prabhupada taught such a wonderful method. And it's beyond our all education, all dry-minded people, we all have come to this devotion platform, little spiritual means, because of this chanting and dancing. Otherwise, where is the question of? All of us are going to be inspired by this modern world culture, and dirty culture, and dirty education, proud education. With all those things, how we are going to be doubted for this simple devotion service by now, standing, dancing. After all, we all have to work for this ultimate purpose. Therefore, when India is taught, when so many teachers and so many classes, don't worry about all these things. Because Bhavadam is meant for everybody. Bhavadam is minor ultimate solution what is given. This idea, when I remember, he is so resistant, unable to satisfy that Mangal. So they take Mahavadam and read. At the end, it is the last portion. Mangal could not be satisfied, it is not possible to satisfy. In Maharaj, actually, if you give so much dana and other things, how you can give dana? And how you will satisfy? And the receiver also should be satisfied, donor also should be very liberal. Here, donor also not liberal. And the receiver also not very generous, satisfied. Therefore, greedy. It happens a very unsatisfied situation. Therefore, okay, we do all this ekya, jabha ekya, we do it. And Prabhupada has thousands of places he has explained, but it came to my memory, I told some of the points. And whatever we do it, we have to center through devotion. Lord's name. And if you don't know Lord's name and devotion, and it all become ritual. With devotion and the Lord's name only, this all becomes perfect. All mantra starts with O, don't stand for Lord. If you don't start with the Lord, without Lord, even all demigods you call, it's O. Om Namah Shivaya, Om. Or you get O, Kaliya, everything. Unless you add O, they also don't have value. With the Lord only they have power. Therefore, any time the devotee has to take care of the devotional aspect, after all these things only, Ramanan Janmana Mandir, the art of birth, we have got this devotion. Let us stick to that. And the Tatra still, I am very happy, Arvar is so many is talking about this thing. I never knew Arvar, Namarvar, I thought you give revealed philosophy. And how he is going to talk about this simple philosophy. Ours is very simple philosophy, but he has given so much importance on full things, the 10 flowers he has mentioned on the thing. Therefore, devotee, he gives more importance for all chanting here, Jabha here. And anything you do, which can improve this Jabha and other things. And if we have simple formula, something like this, anything which is helping for my Jabha idea, which is improving my Jabha quality, which is helping me for to become a better Vaishnava, which is helping me for to become more humble, I take that procedure. And that way, we have to concentrate. Please listen, I am not telling, you should not, nowadays the Vastu is very famous, I cannot tell, someone may object me. Or is everybody is going for Vastu? But Vastu is secondary and devotion is primary. This simple what Vastu you can expect. And therefore what I am telling is by purely for standing and devotee presence, ඒ තරම් සිල්ප වේ. සකෝ ස්ටෑන්ඩින්ග් හස් නාමම අලක කලි. සවතෝ දප්පන මර්ජනම් බව මහා දව අක්කී නිර්වාපණ. සපුරි සිනි ශ්‍රමෝ. ඒක ෆයරිස් බව මහා දව අක්කී නිර්වාපණ. ඒක ෆයර් බර්ස් ඔෆ් එවරිතින්. සිත් සුපර් ස්ටෑන්ඩින්ග් රමෝ තෝල් ද Inner teachers and the wrong things from the space. So the devotee has to be very careful when we are doing all these things. We should not deviate from the main theme or main goal. So life is with the mantra, Hare Krishna. And what we need to have is to enhance the power of mantra and quality, we spend our energy, have all catalysts that are not catalysts. Anything second eye is first, but not, they are not primary. Primary is to be full. Hare Krishna. Any doubt for me? Just please. Any mighty person? Call us. Okay, please. So, slogan is. He's operating only Brahmana. I read that for translation. Lord Krishna, Prasanna God being invited to Sakrita Maharaja is thought is that they were performed by qualified Brahmana. Because maybe Lord take one person, that the other person, what I am trying to tell you is, it's not possible to perfectly do any exam, even that period. This period is much more complicated. This is a part of Mahabharata. What I told is Mahabharata. Here, the slogan very clearly tells that they were performed by qualified Brahmana. Maybe you might have recruited Brahmana. Any other doubts? Clarification coming. Yes. Yes.
Roughly 5,000 conversions. Very early. Actually, after his career, he went up. Then he again. Some questions back to some onward, some senior man was empowered and all the conference came into the game. Originally, he wrote for God and again he was empowered by somebody and did that all. So, Nama was taught from everything.
Yes.
I keep walking the for Satya and Brada, but for getting the Lord. They did Satya and Brada, very powerfully they did, very austerity. But their goal is to get the Lord. That was very successful. What they didn't do, I want this kingdom or that one or other things, I want good friends, or big house or big bungalow or something. He is wanted only Lord. Therefore, Kagyani Vrata is a very powerful thing. It's a dukkha, the Kagyani is dukkha. Therefore, guys, they want good husband, they will approach dukkha. Therefore, they want Lord. Therefore, they say Kagyani Vrata. They need their gift. But the purpose is to get the Lord. Yes? Get the Lord. Lord means Bhakti. Therefore, let him accept it. They are passing, Mr. Vidya. Jagadish passing another person, they are trying for more, for Lord, and they do something. අද සිදුවන ආකාරයේ පිටපොනියා වැඩි දියුණු පදලාරි පිටිතිය. දෙවොත ගලවත පාසින් ජර්මාතනියෙන් තෝමණිති. But there is difference from so many postings are there. They are not giving puja karma. But our posting gives devotion. They are doing it, they are not, that they are not doing. That is not India, but many senior Vaishnavas and other sampradayas, they are unable to follow the other disciples. They are suspect of the devotees and the drawing of the putrimas, they are following the other disciples and rest the other disciples without water or not. They could not even understand how they are doing under. Because you are doing for Lord, not for Punya Karma. This thing that we are doing, many were doing for Punya Karma, but Lord was doing, that is, this was doing under the instruction of the Lord for the preaching the Lord. Therefore, all the sinners teaching the Lord is accepted. Because it improves the devotion to the Lord. Now we have to be here, for Guru Maharaj is very sick. And if you are doing it here, to increase his health, and when I do it, we got the message. Then we get message in Naranjaya, the book can read it. You can read it next to the very good message. Lot of opportunities. Maybe Lord is very, we are also, we were doing like, Balaji, the area only was in the Vengadeshwara. They were putting Vengadeshwara, Paltram or something. He woke up his eyes. And he was talking. It is saying, I want to talk, but because few things in my mouth I could not talk. That was one time. Still, I was saying, Muslim, today morning I was in Bangladesh. So, that's why the progress was not much. But the world is standing only, bringing a lot of benefits. And we are trying to do all sorts of things to get Guru Maharaj good at. That was our purpose of devotion. Yet, we cannot have a loan in pleasure, punya karma. We don't want any punya abundance. And we give all the things for further benefit of Guru Maharaj. Why we give it? He is no more devotional service. And that is what special we love. He is a very dear devotee of the Lord. And let's say he is trying to have his association and long time with us. And really what I found is 2-3 days I was there, daily devotees chanting only with two. Any tremendous healthy sir. Especially in Balamay, Balamara Chanda also, everybody should chant and everybody should give that what are to offer to the Maharaj, for Jeta Maharaj, Guru Maharaj. And it was so, there's a lot of benefit. I saw almost all the temples we had in 21st, including the Apathic Temple, everybody. And all the devotees are standing extra rounds on the time. And if we had a discussion also, we got a question in Guru Maharaj when he was not in full consciousness. Maharaj, the devotees are praying for you, we are doing so many examples, we are doing this. All these reports we wanted to do, we are telling. Different mind, if the message has said that after putting the thing, he was explaining to Guru Maharaj what is still happening there. Then he didn't open the eyes. Then he opened the eyes, something, the expert was saying, it's a good thing. Everything is so Nama, it's very powerful. The practical thing, devotion is very powerful. And these are all not to be narrowed down to this karmi idea. We are doing all the idea for the sake of devotion. Therefore, it's totally different from what is punya karma thing. Same thing, when it is used for Lord, become devotion. If it is used for our own sense gratification or the request for that, it will become punya karma. Any other question? Sorry? Yes, yes. All mantras support not only devata, all mantras are supposed to start with the O. O means Supreme, Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, in the Pranava among all the things. Why it is more clearly it is explained in Bhagavatam? In Vamana Singh, he comes to trance before Bali Maharaj, asking for 3 sets of land. Then he agreed, Bali Maharaj, okay, I'll give 3 sets of land. Then Sukracharya came, hey, what the word has come is to Vishnu. You cannot fulfill his word, your word. You may not even, because only two steps will cover everything. Third step, you will not give the place, therefore your words will go wrong. And he convinces Mari Maharaj in different ways, go back from your promise. And one of the arguments he makes is, you didn't make this promise with the oath. Therefore this mantra or promise will not work out. You didn't use the word oath. And made the promise that, what is that you take the, yeah. Yeah, that since you did when agree for that. Therefore you didn't do sell the work. Therefore it's not valid. You can on the basis you can tell I can go back to work. It's not a real promise. And that argument you make, but Bali Maharaj went out of all these things, what is that? Oh, the world, Pravanja, owner of the Lord is coming and asking. It's more material world and other things. See, anyway, I'm going to leave when I'm leaving the body. If I can satisfy the Lord with this thing, why not I satisfy this material thing? Let me satisfy the Lord. He violates the book. That he will use the word, it's not used, therefore this is invalid. That mantra is invalid. Because you are not starting with the word. When you are doing these things, you should do mantra. In very clear. Like we can promise, that's our thing. But it didn't go off first time, so the first not valid. You can answer this if you can reject, I don't know, you can go back to the world. Therefore every mantra has to start with the war. Then only it is valid. Thank you very much. Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srimad Prabhupada ki.